I just went to Wall Base for a year, and then he was expelled.
I never heard of that one. I knew he only went for a year. In fact, I thought it was a semester.
Well, maybe, yeah, I mean, probably. You know, he became a millionaire before very long. A lot of money.
So it wasn't inherited wealth, it was money that...
No, it wasn't. But they put him in a position to make big money.
But he was kind of a playboy, too, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. And he had a nice boat down in Florida. And I was out on it once or twice. House, kind of a houseboat. Mm-hmm. And he took great pride in the fact that Edsel Ford, the boat, the yacht was right next to his, moored next to his. And then the next 25 or 30 years, I wasn't at home at all.
Where were you?
Oh, I lived in New York City, and Miami. I had a business, a pretty good business in Miami.
What kind? Your art worker?
Advertising work.
Advertising?
Yeah. First cousin to art. And I don't know anything very, nothing very dramatic ever happened to me.
Were you painting at the time you were doing this business too? Or?
No. I just started painting really until 1940.
And were you back here by then?
Yeah. I came back and Chris persuaded me to come back and do something for society, as you call it. Try to.
Do you want to ask him some questions about things that I wouldn't read about, like style and that sort of thing?
Well, let's see. You painted some shore pictures.
Some what?
Shore?
Some beach pictures or
yeah.
Shore pictures. Where did you paint those? Where painted those?
Somewhere in Michigan.
Up at Ludington?
Yeah.
That place?
Yeah. Right. Up the beach there. There are beautiful sand dunes there. I painted in them. And then I went and later I went to Duluth, Minnesota. For hay fever.
Oh.
And I had hay fevers that aren't bad. And yeah, that's a good town for painting, a good place to paint. And along the shore they have those spectacular red rocks, reddish rocks all along the shore.
Oh.
And,
is that on Lake Superior?
Yeah, Lake Superior.
Mm.
I painted there.
And you did portraits?
Yeah, and then I did some pictures for Wall Base.
Where are they now?
They're out in Wall Base.
No,
you know what building?
Upstairs.
Hmm?
I see all your paintings are upstairs except what you have in
yeah.
the Wall Base Chapel.
Well,
no, the chapel.
They're in the chapel, Wall Base Commission.
Oh, are they paintings of the presidents?
Let me see.
Yeah,
Wire Tippett. Yeah.
Did you do that one?
I made two of them, I think. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Elston.
Ike?
Yeah, I made.
Is that the one in the campus center?
Yeah. And then there's one down at the bank.
Which bank?
Well, the original building downtown.
First
yeah.
National? I mean, that one?
Elston Bank.
Bank.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, the Elston, of course. That's
logical.
And who is that? Is that of Ike Elston?
What?
Is that of Colonel Elston or Ike Elston?
Ike Elston. Oh. And Ike said that he didn't want it done at all. And so I think I had to work that from a photograph, and which I very much disliked because it's awfully hard. You may know yourself.
It is hard to get a lively picture, but portrait.
Yeah, you just have to imagine more than is possible. And I'd usually tell a portrait is done from a photograph. It looks a little waxy or something about it.
Portrait artists have to rely on photographs sometimes, though.
Yeah. Sure.
What other artists here in Crawfordsville did you know? I wanted to ask about Mary Oda. Do you remember Mary Oda?
Yes,
the library
I do.
Has a picture that she painted of the Elston, or of the, what was it, the Elston Oak? Is that what they call it? The Elston Oak?
Oh, Beach.
The Elston Beach, of course.
The Wallace Beach.
The Wallace Beach, okay.
The Wallace Beach.
Yes, all right.
We used to have some paper we used to make from the Banner Beach. They call it.
Yes, and there's some pictures around in various places with a picture of Lew Wallace and then a leaf from the tree.
Oh,
I've seen two or three of those. Uh-huh.
We have an autographed picture of Lew Wallace in the other room. Mm-hmm.
I think it would be nice, maybe the girls would like to see your paintings. Would you like to show them?
I don't think it would be any special privilege.
Here's the picture
of
Lee's aunt.
Oh, yeah.
She's a lovely woman.
She's a lovely girl.
Yeah.
That was her wedding dress.
What a beautiful dress. It has very elaborate train.
Oh, yeah.
What was her name?
Your name. Perhaps they'd be interested in that.
What?
Patty Detcham. Mm-hmm. And she married a man, worked in a bank.
That was Aunt Emma, wasn't it, Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that Aunt Emma?
No, it was McIntyre, she married. Aunt Hattie was before.
Speaking of the Wallaces, do you remember either Lou or Susan Wallace?
Who?
Do you remember the Wallace before they died? You were pretty young when he died.
Well, I remember General Wallace.
You do?
And in fact, I was about 4 or 5 years old, and he had a big garden party. And I just remember just a big crowd of people there. But he greeted everyone. And I just remember going to this party, and there was a little kid there that was only about 5 or 6, I guess. And he kept pestering Mr. Wallace, General Wallace. He kept pulling at his coattails and just kind of pestering. And finally, the general picked this boy up and turned upside down and set the hooker he's in right in front of all the guests.
You don't know who the boy was?
Well, it was one of the Wallaces, yeah.
Oh, wow. One of his grandchildren, maybe, yeah.
It must have been his grandson.
Lee, weren't your folks invited to go to the old day of Ben-Hur with the Wallaces?
Yeah, Mother and Dad were good friends of all. And, but they were, the Wallaces were older. But so a time came when Ben-Hur was produced in New York, on the stage. And I forget the famous producer of Walker Whiteside, maybe, or anyhow, a famous theater producer. And so they invited Mother and Dad to go with them to New York to see the show. But they didn't go because they thought it was too much disparity in age.
Mm-hmm. Did very many people go with them, you know?
To
New York?
No, just the four of them.
Just the four. Well, do you remember Mrs. Wallace?
No, I don't. Which one do you mean? I try.
No, Susan Elston.
No, I don't know. I don't recall her. Mother and she were good friends. But I don't think I was ever at the Elston house. after the colonel died, for many years anyhow.
John Clements tells a story of an ice skating party on the Wallace grounds.
Oh, really?
And he was too young to go. And he's older than you are, so I don't imagine you would have any records.
No, John is 4 years old.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
Well, I probably have a lot of questions, but I asked about Mary Oda. She was a high school teacher
I had classes of her.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. She was wonderful. She was a real true artist. She had no commercialism about her at all. She just painted for art's sake. But she was awfully good. And she was kind of pretty.
Was she from a local family?
Yeah. I don't know much about her family, or very little. But she was real nice. And she married an army officer.
That's what I understand, that there was a... that he became a general, and there's an Air Force base named after him in Florida.
Yeah, well, there is.
Yeah. I don't remember his name.
Well, let me see if I can. I have a memory loss. I have a vertigo, and it affects your memory. Even some of my close friends, I can't remember their name.
Isn't that right? Yet you recall quite a few.
Yeah, some.
You're doing better than some people.
Well.
You don't even remember dates, which is amazing.
Did you ever know Robert Winter, a person who taught at Wabash? He taught French at Wabash for a time and went to China. He became an English teacher in China.
No, I didn't know him. Because I was away for so many years.
A professor at Wabash is writing a book about him.
Oh?
Yeah. Interested in knowing, you know, people who had any recollection of him.
Well, let me see. There's another famous professor at Wabash. Talked there a while. I can't think of
the
his
first
name.
Button.
Who taught in China?
No, he taught here at Wabash a year, and he became old Pound, Ezra Pound.
Oh, Ezra Pound, yes.
Right. Robert Winter, I think, had been a student of his.
Oh, I.
Uh-huh.
Dr. McIntyre was afraid of him. I'm afraid of Ezra
Pound. Well, he was too radical for here, wasn't he?
Yeah, I know it.
Did you know Nellie Coutant? Nellie, I think that's what you pronounce it. Coutant?
No.
She was a photographer, and Mary Virginia had one of her pictures, and she was going to give it to us, but she mislaid it.
It's in her attic. It's probably in her attic.
And we got a query at the library one time because she had done some prominent work in a salon in New York. Nobody around here seems to have realized that she...
The name, though, is familiar to me.
Well, her father was with the Dovetail Manufacturing Company. He invented something.
Oh.
Got more. Well, you have one of your paintings is down at the old jail also, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, in fact, there are two.
Two?
So I did one of Mr. Tannenbaum.
Oh, that's more recent. The other one is the courthouse, is it?
The courthouse.
The courthouse,
yes. That's a famous painting.
Also, Fritz Slemmer did one of Max too, but I don't know where it is. Mm-hmm. It was a good one.
Are any of your pictures exhibited anywhere out of town?
No, I don't know.
Did have some, and did you have ever some at the Lafayette Art Center? They have some in their permanent collection?
Not the permanent.
Not the permanent collection. You exhibited there.
several annual shows of that. Mm-hmm. Well, I finally am tricked taking up there because of the trouble. putting there, getting them there, and then getting them back. And it visited them out there very much.
There's a pretty one over the table in there.
That is a beautiful painting. Beautiful still life of vegetables.
Can't see it. Yes. Did you do many still lifes?
Yeah, I did quite a few. I don't know where they are at all now. I have some around.
See, we've had an exhibition of his work.
We had an exhibit maybe 4 years ago. We had an exhibit of your work.
Yeah.
In the library,
yeah.
About 4 years ago.
Hasn't been that long.
Well, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Someone was always going to give you the register of people who visited there, but we never got it. You never got it. Is that you?
Well, we always keep that, and I didn't realize that you wanted it. I still have it, and I could...
maybe get a full stamp.
I probably forgot that you...
Yes,
I could make copies, and I'd be happy to do that.
Well...
We don't have anything in this in our permanent collection.
No, we don't, and we would love to have something.
I just wonder who came in that exhibit.
Yeah, we would love to have something of yours in the library's permanent collection because we have, we are trying to have something of every prominent painter in the area. Yes.
Well, keep that in mind.
I gave you an account of your parents' wedding there, Lee. I thought they might be interested in reading that.
Yeah. Yeah. Read a little bit of it.
It was a beautiful wedding which occurred on June 16th at the residence of Mrs. Sally Lee on West College Street, which united the fortunes of Dr. Irwin A. Detchen and Miss Annie Bell Lee. Nearly 100 guests were present to witness the ceremony, and the rooms of the house were handsomely decorated for the event. In all the rooms were banks of large potted plants and festoons of smilax, but each room had its distinguishing variety of rose. In the hall, there was a profusion of deep red roses. In the parlor where the ceremony took place, white bride's roses. And in the black parlor, yellow Marshall Neal roses. And in the dining room, pink LaFrance roses.
That sounds very elegant. Where did they find all these roses?
Yes.
I was wondering about that too.
I don't think we have hothouses around here now who could provide that many roses.
No, I don't. I take roses to the cemetery every year in memory of my wife. And
is she buried at Oak Hill?
Yeah.
Is she? That's a lovely cemetery.
Yeah, it is.
I love that because there are so many trees.
Yeah.
And I love the old cemetery.
I remember going out there once. They had the cemetery association had a meeting out there in the cemetery. And a man named Binford made a little talk, and he said, The thing I wonder who would be buried out here in Oak Hill. It was kind of funny. He said, and so look at the beautiful view you have.
True. There's the birds.
Do you have any other memories of Lane Place?
Oh, I think so. No, not so many. Of course, I do a Helen Elston Smith.
Okay, do you know why they called her Puss?
No.
Nobody seems to know.
So I called her Puss Smith. And,
is this your nickname?
And I have to smile when I think of so many times she came over to our house and she was hungry. And she'd come over by supper time Mother would say, let me fix you a plate, because she didn't apparently eat anything at home, she didn't do any cooking. And so Helen would say, no, I don't want you to do that, I don't want anything. Then she'd pull up a chair and eat off of my plate.
Your plate.
Yeah, or my mother, anyway. so embarrassed, my mother.
Was this the period when she was beginning to be rather hard up, or was it just a matter of not liking to cook, or what?
No, she was a reading money, I think. And,
is she the one who sold her jewelry?
Yeah, she sold her jewelry. And she made kind of an antique business.
What time was this? I mean, year?
It was 1940 or 1945.
Oh, it had to be earlier than that. The Historical Society got it in about 33.
Oh, they got the house to leave. I didn't know it was earlier.
But you were still at home.
No, I was living in New York at that time.
No, I'm talking about when she used to come over to eat.
Oh, yes, yeah. I moved back to Crawfordsville. She was a character, really eccentric.
Well, did she live somewhere else after she lived in the Lane Place?
She bought a house in Atlantic City. Another ocean resort along there, let's see.
Cape May?
Yeah, it might have been Cape May. And I bought it for her. She thought she could take some summer tours and make some money, But she died there.
Ike Elston was a very generous man towards his relatives, wasn't he?
What?
Ike Elston was a very generous man towards his relatives. He felt the responsibility for them.
There are lots of things I should be thinking of now. How long did you paint? How long was your painting career?
I haven't really
given it up. Do you not paint now?
No, I haven't been painting for quite a while.
For 10 years or so?
Well,
earlier than that.
Maybe 6 or 7 years. Since I painted.
Since you moved over here? Since you left the big house?
Yeah.
Then you don't have a studio now, do you?
I had such a nice studio over there. I had a big window put in.
You still have it, Lee.
Is it?
You can see it almost.
This long window over the porch, or?
No, it's the one on the back, east side.
Upstairs here.
He still has that studio. He sold the house with the understanding that he could have it. And Mr. Freeze has never done anything to it. It's just like Lee left it.
Oh, it's just as he left it. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And
he has Fritz, what's his name, your artist teacher?
Schlemmer.
He has his easel in there. And
this is easel.
Platform and chair. Yeah. You have several things over there.
Oh, yeah, I do.
In fact, Mr. Freeze wanted pictures and wanted to restore it and fix it up for a show place. But I don't think we had ever consented to that.
No,
I understood they were going to have a bed and breakfast there.
And they're restoring it. They're trying to restore it.
I suspicion that because that sunroom had nothing in it but tables and chairs.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you that was what they were planning to do. I've heard it.
Yes, I have. They were trying to, I don't know, it's too bad that the... was it the previous owners, the Peacocks, who painted over the murals?
Oh, yeah.
Vance murals.
The Peacocks were there 3 years and a half.
And did all that.
They just about ruined it.
That's too bad.
Oh, I just couldn't bear to see the house when they got through with it. But they had 7 kids and now they have 8. They just about ruined that.
Making another one in July.
Are they really?
My goodness.
Well, I guess you can't, once you've painted over murals with latex paint, I guess there probably isn't any restoring them.
And, well, they just, you know, the kids ciphered on the walls, and drew pictures on all the walls.
Well, it's hard to avoid that.
Well, it was so beautifully furnished and appropriately, I mean, and nice antiques and things we had specially made for the house. And I'm sorry, I sold them.
Well, did you bring those antique things over here?
Yeah, some of them.
Did you? Then did you sell some of them, or?
Yeah.
Oh.
We had a big sale at the 4-H building.
Is that right?
Lasted all day long.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This chair back here.
Mm-hmm. I remember when Arch and Esther were here, how particular Arch was about the lawn.
Oh,
looking in the back, it always looked like a park.
Yeah. And they cleared it a little bit, but it's still kind of like a nail.
Welcome
to
Hoover
Pen.
Well, we enjoyed being their neighbors for 5 years when we lived next door. I remember your mother.
Yeah.
Where did you live?
This house right next door.
Oh, did you?
Back in the 50s. Late 50s.
When I was a school kid, I went to Wilson School. Mm-hmm. And I just, every day I had to go to the Reams. Mm-hmm. Just had to, yeah. After school, I had to go to the Reams. Yes. That was 1915, 16.
The Reams?
Yes.
What's that?
Fern and
well, there were five
Martha?
Reams. So.
Martha was one. Fern was another.
Oh. Oh, who lived in that house?
Yeah.
I see.
Before the Roundtree.
I see.
Well, Wabash College owns the back half of this lot now.
They do.
Well, that was done to preserve that from being built on, wasn't it? I know Arch.
It's the way
I see. That is the lot that's right across from the Elston
home.
Straight down.
I see.
Esther had that in her will.
They bought the whole lot, though, Wabash.
But that was a reason. They didn't want it ever to be built on.
No, they weren't. I mean, they didn't. They didn't need the money, and the college had the money, and so it sold for $31,000.
The man who was bidding against it was going to build a big condominium back then.
Yeah. A condominium.
Yes, I remember that, and everybody was horrified.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be terrible.
But Gordon, Dan Evans, the treasurer of all this, and he was kept,
they would have bought it no matter what.
Yeah,
the
price. They would have bought it anyhow.
Well, it was a good thing.
They keep it looking nice.
I don't have to worry about it. It'll be kept in perpetuity now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should let you rest.
No, I'm not exhausted.
Well, that's good. We didn't want to exhaust
you. It's a good thing you came today instead of yesterday, though.
Oh, were you tired yesterday?
Where did we go yesterday?
Yeah, vertigo.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm glad we got a good day.
Yeah, I was dizzy yesterday.
That comes and goes.
Yeah,
it does.
Does it affect?